Treasury Department says it has issued more than $156 million payments as part of President Biden's coronavirus relief plan. Meanwhile, one Republican senator, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, is warning that inflation will likely be the result if Democrats succeed in passing through another $2 trillion in new spending, this time for the president's infrastructure bill. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more quiet day today before big weather changes. Today will be another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. We're dry during the day, and we're dry during the evening hours tonight if you have plans. But by late tonight, you know, after midnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible. Overnight low temperature 63. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tomorrow. A few storms could be strong, possibly severe. High temperature up to about 80. More rounds of showers and thunderstorms at times on Friday and Saturday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Several current and former Montgomery police officers allege mistreatment, bullying, and retaliation in the department. They took their concerns to the city council last night. A city spokesperson says the legal process for personnel concerns is now underway. The city of Montgomery's mandatory mask mandate will stay in effect for at least another month. The Montgomery City Council voted to extend the mask mandate for an additional 30 days after the statewide mask mandate expires on Friday. And Thomas Whitehurst, the man accused of killing his estranged wife, Star Mulder, had a preliminary hearing in Elmore County Tuesday. The judge decided to present the case to a grand jury. Mulder's remains were found last year in the Kaneka National Forest. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
I have to clear a call here, so let's go to Chris. Chris, welcome over to the Dan Morris Show. Hey, Chris.
Chris, are you there?
Chris, you there?
Oh, we can hear him.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
You're on, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, guys. I was going to say, this is my list of grievances. First of all, why does the media do nothing? They do no investigative reporting. They have four shows a day or five shows a day. They do little to look into what's going on in the city. They just spout off gray media stuff constantly, and that's it. The second thing is, when we start we're worried about George Floyd, right, and all the things that happened to that guy, the lack of training, discipline. Guess what? They are doing that here at the city. They have no – you're telling me that someone failed a test with a gun, how to use a gun properly, and she's allowed to stay on the force? I mean, that could be a George Floyd all over again, right? I mean, so something has got to give here. I'm not so sure they didn't pass the mask mandate to cover up what's going on down there. That's a conspiracy nut in me. And if that is the case, that's disgusting. And the city council's not doing their job. You know, Stephen Reed wants to put on a public, the ability for the public to review the cops and their decisions. Well, they someone needs to come in and do a review on the city council. And there's their decision. Because what's going on is absolutely the most fundamental thing a city's got to do is protect its citizens, and they're not doing it. And there's people that are living in areas in this town, they're hearing machine gun fire, gun fire. It's like a complete chaos, and there's nothing being done. So my point is the media's failed it, the council's failed it, the mayor has turned his back, and we've got to do something about who's running the police department in this city.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it will. I think it's going to have to get a lot worse before the mayor does something about it.
Well, so they're asking for George Floyd to happen. We have BLM around our fountain, right? You know, Black Lives Matter. What we're going to do is you're going to lower the standards. You're going to have somebody that shouldn't be there end up killing somebody, and then what? Whose fault's that?
Yeah, I think the problem is not that our police force is overly aggressive. I think our
I'm saying they're not being trained properly. If they're reducing the standard, I mean that means.
Well, but the George Floyd was an overly aggressive situation.
Right, but the argument against them is that he wasn't being trained properly, right? That's an issue of the Minneapolis police. They're not being trained properly.
They're changing. That's in the police manual, what he did. They're saying, well,
right.
he shouldn't have done it because he was handcuffed. Well, show me in the police manual where it says that. I don't think it does. But I think the problem, just hang on. Forget it. Bye. Okay. Man, if we're going to have a conversation, let's have a conversation. Don't just sit there and boycott. Okay, let's go to Will. Will, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Man, you crack me up when I say that you. That was the funny. I tell you, that was funny, though. You're right. You got to talk. You can't just over-talk the hoes, especially. But, you know, it's two sides to every story, Dan. You know that. The George Floyd, the great gun. Police want to go home at night and to their family. Some of them are too young. They need to be with veteran cops to be trained. You know, it's just so many different variables out there that make the whole situation make it a little powder keg ready to explode.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's what's happening, just like Steve said. Steve's a former police officer, also does training for police officers. Is what's happening is people are walking through the motions. They're in a slow motion part of police coverage, and that's not good. you have to be lightning fast and you have to be intentional. And they're worried they're not, they don't have their bats covered here in Montgomery.
You know, it's bad when they put machines out that say, well, we're going to put these machines out that find out where the gunshot came from. Then maybe we can find it when we get there. Instead of, but the thing is, the community has to participate. You can't just let folks shoot them in your neighborhood and can't go and don't call the police and say, look, them fools over there got AR-15 shooting up in the air. It's part of the community fault, too. I mean, the police can't be blamed for everything. And that's just the way I feel about it. If I got a fool next door to me shooting up in the air every night, I'm calling the police and say that he's the one doing it. And, you know, hey, but this is what happened to me one time. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I called the police on some people that were doing some stuff illegally in my neighborhood back way back in the day. You not know this joker came to my apartment and said, you call the police on somebody? I said, what the hell? How you going to come to my apartment and I just called you about the police and the police stayed down there right next door to me?
Ooh, I bet you didn't appreciate that, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. So, I mean, there's a lot of different variables, but, you know, everybody has to stop and breathe and look because, you know, if Finley's making it a hostile work environment and not doing what he's supposed to do, and then the mayor should do something about that, as well as the mayor should be, you know, out there on the front, you know, taking hard questions and making sure the public has his confidence, because he's a good guy. I know Stephen Reed personally. He's a good guy. He's one of the nice guys you ever want to meet. Nice family, but he got to take. When his dad was in office, Joe Reed didn't care who he made mad. Him and Emory Palmer actually were good friends. A lot of folks don't realize that. You know, they were really good friends. They just, you know,
they needed each other on things. Yeah, they needed each other.
Well, I don't know if they hate each other, but I think they got along.
They needed each other.
Oh, yeah, they need, exactly. And so, you know, you got to get out there and, you know, you got to bite the bullet. If you man up to step up and take the job, you got to bite the bullet. And take like my buddy say on the golf course, maybe cheat me, like I always say, they say, take it like a man.
There you go. Emory Farmer said to me, under the influence of alcohol, that if I didn't have Joe Reed, I would have to make one. And that is the God's truth. Well, I want you to have a great day, my friend.
All right, now.
Thanks.
Hey, how did it go today?
You too.
How'd your appointment go today?
Well, I've got to get a blood transfusion, but other than that, it's good.
All right, man.
See you, Will.
I'm praying for you. All right.
I appreciate you. Appreciate your friendship. John Williams of Mortgage Corporation South. One more of the Dan Morris Show. Sorry that the phones were so backed up.
What a great show, Dan. In the comments, the folks that call in, the listeners that call in and contribute, oh, my gosh, just wonderful. Yeah, I tell you, you know, it's a great day in Wetumpka. Mortgage Corporation of the South, we're the Mortgage and Loan Center on top of the mountain in Wetumpka. And you know what, I tell you, even though these folks might be, as the gentleman said, they might have a lot of folks out there with machine guns and doing a lot of things like that, I take responsibility for my own actions. And I don't really do a whole lot. I just work. So
there you go. You're a hardworking guy, I tell you that.
It works out good for me, and I'm able to help a lot of people. So let's talk about that. You know, now is a great, great time. If you want to buy a home or refinance one, folks, we may not ever see interest rates this low again in our lifetime. We really might not. And we don't know how long that window is going to be open. And we've seen rates a little bit lower than they are now, but we don't know what these rates are going to do. So if you're even thinking about the idea of refinancing, whether it's for the, you know, for the reason that, you know, we talk about a lot, which is lowering your interest rate on your current home mortgage, well, now is a great time to do it. Let's not be caught asleep at the wheel out here 6 months from now or whenever the rates go up and say, well, I wish I had of, you know, when I could have. So, I mean, we're already getting people now that should have refinanced when the rates were down in the low twos, you know, and they're really kind of, you know, a little mad with themselves if they didn't already do it, because we had a lot of people check in. And, you know, if you already had a rate of like 3.2 or something, well, it's really not going to benefit you to do anything right now because the rate's gone up a little bit. So I say all that to say, if you've got a rate out there right now of anything around 4% or higher, well, you owe it to yourself to call us up at Mortgage Corp. Let's see what we can do now before, you know, this window closes. We can save you a lot of money typically on lowering your interest rate. And also, too, now is a great time to refinance and get cash out. get that cash you need, whether it's for home improvement, debt consolidation, pay off a bunch of credit cards or a high interest rate, or just put some money up for a rainy day because we just don't ever know what's coming up down the line. So we do that. And then also, I want to just mention this. We also have the programs available for folks who have less than perfect credit. If you have less than perfect credit or your loan request just doesn't sit well with your favorite bank, well, we have common sense lending practices at MCS. And so we can help you get your hands on the equity. If you have a home or land or automobile that's paid for and you need a loan, well, we can help you get back on track with that equity loan. And, hey, we do it all with fast approvals, generally approval within about an hour after you call us at MCS. So just remember this. Make your next move your best move. Call MCS on top of the mountain in Wetumpka, now celebrating 26 years in business. 567-9000 is the number. 567-9000. One more time, 567-9000. Company NMLS number 232876, equal housing lender. You know, I have to save up on my breath before this call because that's a lot of talking in a short amount of time.
But you do a great job with it, John. You do a great job.
Well, thank you, Dan. I try to cover the points, you know, what really matters, you know. So anyway, y'all do a great job there on the show, and I'm praying for you, Mr. Dan. I hope your health continues to improve, and good luck with the transfusion there.
I appreciate that, John.
We'll talk tomorrow. How about that?
You got it. You have a great day. We'll do the gift card tomorrow.
That's right. I'm excited.
I'll talk to you then, John. You have a great day. John with Mortgage Corporation South. Let's go to Mike. Mike, one more of the Dan Moore Show.
I want to say good afternoon, John and Dan, I'm sorry, to Joey. Dan, if you remember, a couple of months ago, I actually called this about 30 days when the mayor was put into office there. I could tell his tone was very, very liberal, and he has adopted this liberal lax on crime attitude, which is filtered down from the police chief all the way down to the lowest ranking police officer. And that's part of what you're seeing now that's actually coming out. You have to be tough on crime, period. I don't care who and who it offends and who goes to jail, but once you start laxing on crime, there's a domino effect, and that's what we're starting to feel now in the Montgomery area. So I want to pass that on as well.
No, actually, I'm in agreement with you. I think that it's not just the mayor. I think Finley's not tough on crime. I think he's trying to be everybody's friend versus being the law and order guy. And that's what's missing from this equation.
Exactly. I do agree with that. And side note, our prayers go out for you and your family, and we wish you the best. And that was my two cents. Thank you,
sir. Mike, thanks for yourself on call. Appreciate the kind words. Going to go to a break. Coming back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where, don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us into us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Ways and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 330.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
(27) 2729-228 is where we are. So the phones should go to Urbanite. Urbanite, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Overnight.
You didn't mention your mom in the Reed and Emery sandwich. She was the third rail in that pie that made everything work. You don't think so?
Well,
especially when it came like education.
When it came down to education, yes, I agree with that.
Here's the other thing. It's funny how Emery had to be a micromanager with the police department back then. It makes me wonder. After Kevin Murphy went through the same thing with the lack of professionalism and the backstabbing in the department, it may be the police officers have become like herd of a bunch of cats instead of a bunch of dogs. I mean, I just wonder how hard it is to control a group of people like that.
Well, I'm not sure if I agree with your analysis on Kevin Murphy, but I think that the leadership is from the top, and I think it's very apparent through your police force.
I have a question. Do we still have the public safety officer?
The public safety officer?
Yeah, we still have that position.
I don't know. You're talking about, I don't know.
You remember that position, right, in the city? Wouldn't that be the person who would be the arbitrator right now?
Were you talking about the General Sam's position?
Well, no, it was. I think it was called public safety. I want to say Todd Strange created it.
Oh, whoa. You're talking about the other Murphy, Chris Murphy position. No, I think they did away with that. Thank goodness.
Okay, because see, that would have been the perfect position right now to arbitrate all this, wouldn't it? The middleman on the inside who knows what's going on for both the top
well,
and the bottom?
Yeah, this is... I think Finley is just way over his head. I think Finley is going in the wrong direction. I think his officers feel that. And the way he's going is not going to solve the problem.
I get you there. But, I mean, how much of that actually has to do with police professional development?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with what your management skills are.
Right.
And Finley is more interested in going to an apartment complex and doing a cookout and talking to those people than he is about policing.
Hey, yeah, that's a mentality that you do find outside this area that does not work. You and I both know that. All right, then. Have a good one.
Thanks, overnight. Yes, sir.
Just to let folks know out there on the roadways that I-85 southbound, big wreck right there at Ann Street, that Ann Street exit on I-85 southbound. It's backed up all the way past the Eastern Boulevard exit.
Did you look out the door?
I did not, but we've had multiple calls on this. And
a biggie, huh?
Yeah.
From Ann Street to Eastern Bypass.
Yeah, backed up on I-85 southbound.
Make sure you look at that. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to St. James. St. James, how say you today, my friend?
Good, Dan. Good to hear from you on a nice day.
Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who's the guy that got real excited about 5 calls ago? Was it Steve and then Will?
There was a Steve, there was a Will.
Yeah, I think it was Steve. He wanted to let you get a word in. I don't understand what he meant about that would be.
Oh, no, that was Chris.
Chris, a George Floyd moment.
Yeah.
In Montgomery. I don't know. I'm all about law and order and peace for sure. But there was a George Floyd moment in Montgomery. I got to tell you, I'd be a willing participant for some radical reactions. Definitely.
Among the public.
Excuse me?
Among the public?
Among the public? Oh, no. No, way radical than that. Like what they witnessed in Minneapolis. And the guy behind him said that something about that's two sides of every story. I mean, what other side on this story was he referring to? You know? And then Chris mentioned BLM around the fountain. Has BLM caused any chaos or anything in Montgomery that you know of?
Has BLM? Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
I know, and people get so irate when it comes to BLM. I wonder if they have the same passion when they see KKK, you know. It just floors me how people can see one thing and don't see the other.
When was the last KKK thing that you saw in Montgomery?
I haven't seen BLM in Montgomery either.
Yeah, nor have I.
I don't go looking for KKK. But, we are in the South. A lot of it's still what it is. A lot of people can't let that go. And I will suffice to say a lot of them would like to see it come back. You know, but no, that's no two sides to the George Floyd thing. I really don't believe that. And if that was a white officer down on the ground, the suspect, I would feel the same way. With the black knee on the neck. That's all I got, Dan. Have a good one.
Thanks, Sam James. Let me go to a break. Reload Dan Moore Show after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. 1 affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more quiet day today before big weather changes. Today will be another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. We're dry during the day, and we're dry during the evening hours tonight if you have plans. But by late tonight, you know, after midnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible. Overnight low temperature 63. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tomorrow. A few storms could be strong, possibly severe. High temperature up to about 80. More rounds of showers and thunderstorms at times on Friday and Saturday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is where we are. Let's pop back over and look at the clips here. Oh, yeah. Did you get that last one I sent you of Joe Biden? You did. I see it up there. Look at you. Folks, I've got good news and bad news on the... in the direction that Biden's going in. I am under the complete belief that the reason Joe Biden is saying some of the things he's saying is that they're going to get down to a point of pumping H.R. 1 through the Senate without the filibuster on a 50-vote margin. And the reason is he keeps going back to this Jim Crow stuff. And we did it yesterday, but I want you to listen to Joe Biden isolated talking about, let's do the other one first, if you don't mind. Joe Biden, this is, he's going to do nonprofit organizations, he appreciates them stepping up because of the Jim Crow type legislation. Listen in.
It is reassuring to see that for-profit operations and businesses are speaking up about how these new Jim Crow laws are just antithetical to who we are.
Okay, so he's gotten four Pinocchios on the Jim Crow concept, but he keeps saying it, and the reason is the way they're going to basically put this to the American public is we've got to do this because it's Jim Crow. And we have to just, the federal government needs to go in and save these poor people in states like Georgia and Arizona and Michigan and Pennsylvania, place where they're doing all these laws. Listen to him again talking about And again, he's answering the question. And so this is his top of mind awareness. Listen to him yesterday.
But I respect them when they make that judgment, and I support whatever judgment they make. But it's the best way to deal with this is for Georgia and other states to smarten up. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it. Smarten up. Get smart. Be smart like me. And where he's going with this thing, he's going to push this thing through under the concept that these poor people need to be saved. And Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, all three of those states, plus Arizona, are working on a new voter laws that are equal to, if not greater than, Georgia's. And they're going to go nuts because here's what's going to happen. Is that when you get down to 2022, 500,000 people who requested absentee ballots ended up showing up at the polls. 500,000. So they had to go in and do some particular things. But what's going to happen is we're going to realize there are a whole bunch of people who voted who probably shouldn't have voted. And then because of this new clearance that they have in Georgia where you have to put in the last four digits of your social or your driver's ID, your driver's license number, and you'll be able to look at it and you'll be able to say, okay, this is Dan Morris because last four of his social match what we have on record, or his driver's license match what we have on record. So you can't go in and do that with 200,000, but you maybe do it with 50, maybe with 100, but you're going to do it with 200,000. I think they're going to be way short come 2022 in Georgia. And people are going to go, yeah, well, what we did is we ran through all these absentee ballots. We had all these people voting, and look what happened. We had all these folks, and now the difference is 2022, when you had to prove who you were, they couldn't prove who they were. And then we're going to get back into the concept and the notion of why was this going on? How did this happen? Well, it happened because people basically let go and let Stacey Abrams run the joint. And it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Now, John Kennedy weighs in on this. The Georgia corporate boycott. Listen in.
What do you think about these boycotts? You know, we've got a list, like as long as my arm, of companies: Delta, Patagonia, Microsoft, Coca-Cola. All of these companies that are outraged by this Georgia law.
Well, let's talk baseball first, Martha. Mm-hmm. Forget Mars. We need to search for intelligent life in Major League Baseball commissioner's office. I've never seen anything like this. Commissioner Manfred has a fiduciary responsibility to Major League Baseball. His job is to do the very best that he can not to suck. And he has failed that. I mean, think what he's done. Major League Baseball is losing popularity to football and other sports. His job is to grow it. So what's the first thing he does? He decides to get involved in national politics and to alienate hundreds of millions of Americans who actually like the Georgia bill and think that it is an honest effort for election security. And then the commissioner, he hasn't come on your show and spent 30 minutes explaining why he thinks these hundreds of millions of Americans who support the Georgia effort are a bunch of racists. He hasn't bothered to explain why he thinks the bill is racist. I mean, the only excuse I can think is that he made all these decisions after his morning beer. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It costs $150 to attend a Major League Baseball game in some cities. Is this going to encourage people to go? I just don't think so.
Well, it costs a lot more than that if you want good seats. And that's why I think they're going to push this HR1 through. Because They're not talking about what's in the bill. They're labeling everything. And when a Democrat starts labeling stuff, you better watch out, because it doesn't have anything to do with reality. It gets down to perception. And this is what makes me think that they're going to push this thing through so they can go save the world. And it's going to be, we've got to do this. The same thing as integration and civil rights movement. And it's going to, we're going to put it up to that. We have to go save all these people. So John Kennedy on Major League Baseball and pulling the plug on the All-Star Game in Atlanta, what good did that do?
Yeah, I'd love to have him come on and talk about, you know, at what time of day he made the decision, as you point out, and how much he knew, how much he actually knew about the law, or whether it was pressure that was put on him that, that perhaps made him make a decision maybe more quickly than he would have. I have no idea if he has any regrets about this. It's not apparent at this point. This is from USA Today, a baseball columnist, Bob Nightingale, who says that the MLB pulling All-Star Game from Georgia is the league's most important move since Jackie Robinson. He says the NFL surely can't give Atlanta another Super Bowl. Same goes for NBA and its All-Star Game. The NCAA and the Final Four. Maybe Major League Baseball had no choice. You can't support Black Lives Matter, give $10 million to the Players Alliance, and expect that honoring Jackie Robinson every April 15th is enough. What do you say to that, sir?
No disrespect, but that's just a special kind of stupid. This has nothing to do with Jackie Robinson, and it has nothing to do with the race. Here's what this is about. The Democrats want us to have an election month. The Republicans don't. We want to go back to an election day. The Democrats oppose requiring an ID before you can vote. Republicans think we should, in the interest of ballot security. Democrats want to make legal ballot harvesting. Republicans don't. Ballot harvesting is where you pay somebody to go around and ask people to vote by mail, and you collect their ballots, and then you bring them to the ballot box. I'm not saying it's inherently fraudulent, but fraud can occur. And that's all this dispute is about. The other point I'd make is that the Democrats want to pass Speaker Pelosi's bill, H.R. 1, which would federalize elections. Basically, what Speaker Pelosi's bill would do would take everything that went wrong in the last presidential election and make it the law. None of this is about race. And these Bolshevik woke leftists just obsess about race. They think about race, and the fact is most Americans think about character. That's what's so misplaced about all this. But why a large company, a CEO or a commissioner of a major sport would want to get involved in this and make conclusory allegations that everybody who disagrees with them is a racist and not publicly defend their position, I don't get it. I just don't.
And again, come election day 2022, all of a sudden you're going from 1.5 million absentee ballots requested and sent out in Georgia. 1.5 million. Do you think by any chance that 0.75% of those were not legitimate? Because that's your vote right there that Donald Trump lost by. So all of a sudden you have absentee ballots, you have Dropbox, they're dropping them off at the Dropbox, and it's got to have last four digits of your Social Security number or your driver's license number on there. If it doesn't, they're going to throw the ballot out. If it does, they're going to check the name to the request that's on the ballot. And that's going to eliminate a whole bunch of people, because I think that there were a whole lot of people that voted, or people that voted for other people, because it was for a good cause. And you're not going to be able to do it this time. And if they do the same thing in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Arizona, Nevada is a whole different ballgame. We have a mayor of Northeast Las Vegas who's leaving the Democrat Party. One of the reasons because of this, leaving the Democrat Party and joining the Republican Party as a mayor whose responsibility is for elections. And that's going to change a lot. And Clark County is big. Clark County is it in Nevada. But they... I can hear them now saying, what are we going to say on Election Day when we get our butts kicked? And we get them kicked by not 15,000 votes, but by 200,000, by what the vote should have been. There's going to have to be a lot of explaining going on. And I think Kennedy's absolutely right. I think they've got some real problems with this whole thing. Newt Gingrich weighs in on it. He's going to be talking about the Jim Crow narrative in H.R. 1. He's got it right.
Just days ago, President Biden offered his full-throated support for the MLB's boycott of the Georgia All-Star Game. But now the poll numbers are out. He's kind of changed his tune.
Do you think the Masters golf tournament should be moved out of Georgia?
I think that's up to the Masters. It is reassuring to see that for-profit operations and businesses are speaking up about how these new Jim Crow laws are just antithetical to who we are.
Jim Crow laws, he knows better. But of course, he's still peddling the same defamatory smear that Georgia's resurrecting Jim Crow. It's absolutely shameful. Joining us now is Newt Gingrich, former House Speaker. Newt, your reaction to President Biden's sudden reversal and the way he just rolls off calling this Jim Crow-esque, dating back to 1870, how could he equate the two?
Because he lies. It's not complicated.
Good job.
I got so incensed. I've done two podcasts at Gingrich 360 laying out this whole story. Stacey Abrams, who's making a lot of money out of this stuff, she got the Jim Crow 2.0 website 2 weeks before the bill was passed. So they were setting this whole game up. I don't know how she got the President of the United States to talk about Jim Crow 2.0, but he did. So you see an exact linkage of what they're doing. Biden not only lied about the Georgia law, the Washington Post, very seldom taking on a liberal Democrat, gave him four Pinocchios, which is the most you can get, basically saying everything he said about the Georgia law was a lie. And after that, he went on ESPN and repeated precisely the lies that the Washington Post has just disowned. But this is not a new thing. One of the podcasts I did takes you back to Robert Bork when he was nominated by Ronald Reagan. Guess who led the fight to smear Bork? And by the way, the to be Borked is now a word in the English dictionary based on what Biden did, which was smearing. Then you had the Clarence Thomas nomination, and guess who led the fight to smear Clarence Thomas? Joe Biden. Now you have Georgia with no regard to the truth. I mean, it's pretty shameful. The President of the United States, with no regard to the truth, lies about the law, which, by the way, is better in almost every case than the previous law, and much, much better. H.R. 1, which is the Corrupt Politicians Act, is a disaster, and the Georgia right. law is vastly better than H.R. 1. So I think what you've got here is, frankly, a straightforward effort by liberals to smear Georgia and to try to set the stage for a big fight over H.R. 1.
Therefore, it's intentional. Therefore, everything in the very beginning was Jim Crow. They're going to go smear Georgia, use that as the kind of the civil rights icon they're going to hold up. We have to go save these poor people because those damn white supremacist Republicans want to do them in. This is 1965 all over again, hence Jim Crow 2.0. Plan, methodical, it's part of the big picture of things. That's why I think they're going to try to push this thing through. News 93.1, going to be back after this.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark. $159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Last night I had a dream that the world was changing by leaps and bounds. It started up in the bigger cities and it spread to the smaller towns. The people began...
272-9228. That's where we are.
And when Jeremiah woke me up, I was ready to live that dream.
It's a brand new day.
So, folks, get ready. This is coming. It's one of these things when I watch it, it's the big boys at the federal level are all saying the exact same thing, and the Republicans are trying to, they need to get way ahead of this, and they need to be prepared for this. They need to be sitting down coming up with, if they try this, what are we going to do? They have to stop comparing Colorado to Georgia. Colorado's not Georgia. Colorado sends every single person an absentee ballot. Every single person. That's different than what Georgia does. So stop saying that Georgia's laws are stronger than Colorado's. They're not. For that one reason alone. But they need to get ahead of this thing because it's going to bite them on the you-know-what. Now, Newt, on the... You know, an Omar statement on boycott, yeah, boy, that was a biggie. And comparing Georgia to Colorado, it's not the same.
Listen to what Ilhan Omar said about this boycott, embracing it. Listen.
Our hope is that, you know, this boycott will result in changes in the law. It is really important that every single state re-examine their voting laws and make sure that voting is accessible to everyone. It's also going to be really important for us to continue to push H.R. 1.
Mr. Speaker,
well, see,
accessible,
there's no
voting match anymore. Now you just ask for ID for the law. They're open on weekends, 17 days running up to this. This is such an insult to the average American, I can't put it into words.
No, and look, here's what's even worse. Major League Baseball has a 10-year contract with the Chinese communist totalitarian dictatorship because it's okay to deal with the Chinese. Major League Baseball has played games in Cuba under control of the Castro and the post-Castro communist dictatorship. So, you know, the attitude apparently in the C-suite at Major League Baseball is, oh, it's fine to deal with communist dictatorships. It's those conservatives we can't deal with. And that tells you how sick the system is. And by the way, anybody who wants to complain about the Georgia law, Delaware is much worse.
Delaware is worse.
They're moving the Major League Baseball All-Star game to Colorado. Colorado is less black. The Colorado laws are worse than Georgia's laws. There are no rational reasons for doing it. And I think what you found is that this is one of those cases where the left was totally out of touch with reality, was convinced the news media would protect it, went off the deep end with dishonesty. And all of a sudden, and this is part of a change that's been building now for several weeks, all of a sudden, it wasn't getting coverage for the news media protecting it. All of a sudden, people looking up and go, they did what? And I think in Georgia, this may well have killed Senator Warnock's re-election chances, because he's now part of a group that wants to take $100 million of jobs out of Georgia and ship them to Denver.
I think Warnock will definitely be hurt by this, but it's a culmination of everything. By the way, we're going to have Barry Morrow next hour. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, we're on board the Dan Morrow Show on Wednesday.
Good, beautiful afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing good. And I would love to give you a transfusion, but there's a warning. You might come out using, picking up stuff with your left hand and your hair sprout red.
Yeah, there you go. Well, my grandmother's hair was red, so. What's on your mind today?
Well, golly, Moses, this whole situation is bizarre. Of course, they are going to reconciliation. Is it in the House or the... They're going to go ahead and get their majority. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, right?
You're talking about on the infrastructure?
On all of them, I think they're going to go. They're going. Have they voted down the filibuster? They already did that, haven't they?
No, they have not voted down the filibuster.
Okay. Don't you feel that's going to happen almost immediately?
Well, I don't know about immediately, but that's what I'm saying. Predicting they're going to push this H.R. 1 through now. Manchin and Sinema might not go with that, so they still might be getting their ducks in a row. But the infrastructure bill, Schumer's parliamentarian says you can go ahead and do that under reconciliation.
Yeah, okay. So they're going to do it. And the House has got a clear majority, so there's no way to stop them in the House.
Yeah, H.R. 1's already cleared the House.
God.
Well, and I tend to think H.R. 1 has already served its purpose. If it actually gets passed, I mean, that's just gravy. But it's already served its purpose to kind of change the narrative about voting laws.
Yeah. There's so few Republicans that are really speaking out a lot on this. They're from the obvious places. And I'm very much looking forward to Barry Moore's comments coming up. And, gosh, DeSantis, is Florida, can they take legal action against CBS for what they did?
Against CBS?
Yes, on 60 Minutes.
It would have to meet the standards of, they would have to be doing it with intent, but they'd have to prove that intent, malice with intent.
Wow. Okay. So that's going to be hard to do.
But the great thing is DeSantis is beating the hell out of CBS, and they damn deserve it.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I doubt they're going to give a damn.
You look at their ratings. They're not doing too hot.
Gosh, well, I can't stand to watch those three in the morning anyway. I mean, I'd rather see what's-her-name on ABC, Robin Roberts. At least her daddy was a Tuskegee Airman. Some family respect. And have they renamed any schools or bases or anything yet? They haven't done nothing, have they?
Have not done any of that.
I see. So just get rid of all the names and leave it in confusion. Great job, guys.
Well,
I would have filled the name right away.
They're talking about doing a military base, call it Red Top.
Well, that would not be a good idea because I damn sure don't deserve it.
You're right with that.
That's true.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Find somebody more deserving. Thank you, gentlemen.
See you. I should have asked him what pollen looks like when it hits the paint and sticks into the paint. Yeah, this is coming. Barry Moore, next hour. Dan Morrow Show back after this.